This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3707 for Tuesday, the 18th of October, 2022. Today's show is entitled, Recovering a Massive 3.5 HP Electric Motor from a Treadmill. It is hosted by Mechatroniac and is about 17 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Retrieval of Future Robot Parts in the Field.
All right, Mechatroniac out in the field here. And there's a dump out here, which is like not a dump, but people have been dumping all kinds of wood and scraps, stoves and weird shit, even though there's a transfer station for the dump further down the road. But there's a bunch of stuff here. So what I noticed is a treadmill. So I'm currently taking this apart, taking the first screws off, and this is the bottom. Shoot, there it goes. Bottom part of it. I had some nails piercing my shoes because some idiots tossed wood on top of this stuff. At least if you're gonna put scrap out in the middle of the dirt road, you may as well put it all in one place and sort it somewhat. You know, don't put wood on top of the electronics. But anyway, I'm glad it's here and not in the landfill, because I do have one big motor from a treadmill that I took apart before, and it's about half the size of this one. This one is just massive. So the treadmill is called an Epic, and it has a display as well, so I'm gonna take that out as well. But right now deciding, so yeah, this motor, like I had a motor before, this motor is like twice the size of the last one, and it's got a belt driven assembly here that turns this big roller thing for inertia, I guess, and that turns your treadmill. So it's got some electronics to drive it. I don't know if I'll be able to make use of it, but I'll take that off anyway, because I use DC, but this thing probably plugs in, well, definitely plugs into the wall, no doubt. 130 volts DC, how many 18650s cells do I need? 160 divided by 3.7. More than 40. So, I don't know if I should keep this assembly, the whole assembly, or just take the motor. Probably just take the motor and the display, unless I can figure out how to incorporate this roller, attach wheels to it or something. But probably we'll just get use out of the motor. Man, this thing is massive. Holy, can make a scooter or something. It's even too big to use for a bicycle, man. It's just so wide. It's like over a foot long and about 5-inch diameter. What a beast. Well, a beast. So yeah, get out there, start diving stuff like this. This stuff is so, I can't believe scavengers aren't on this, but I guess there's no market in old motors. I'm glad the copper scavengers haven't caught on to this. Probably a lot of copper in this thing. Yeah. And make sure you watch that Dave Jones guy, the Aussie. He's always jumping into dumpsters and stuff. Pretty inspirational. I did update the mobile computer battle station. I found some Xboxes and used a bunch of the connectors and actually the plug-in cable itself. So I've got a actual plug-in where I can plug in into the box that I built the battle station into, which consists of a battery pack. It consists of a battery pack, a buck converter, and a boost converter. And it charges my computer about two times over. I've got five parallel, four series. But yeah, this is going to be fun playing with this motor here. Well, I probably won't be playing with it too much, and I'll probably just start until I find another like this, and then I can make something useful out of it, because I'll have two motors. But it might be smart to keep the housing it's in. It's just massive though, and I don't really have any place to put it. I'll have to think about that. It's got a Varista cap, 10 nanofarad, 250 volt AC. I don't know what that is. Probably has something to do with converting the AC to DC for this crazy thing. I don't even see any screws on this thing. Ow! Jeez. I already stepped on nail out here. Just went through my shoe, not into my foot. I can't even see how it's mounted. Oh, there's the mount. Okay. Okay, it's just gonna be a couple of screw sockets, about 12 millimeter looks like. I just replaced my alternator. I can sort of identify sizes on site. Alright, HPR, and I'm gonna go. So, I hope this inspires you to get out there and see what's out there. You two can have massive motors that one day, if you're diligent enough, you'll have enough for a robot or two. A big robot. I've made small robots so far with the printer technology. 3.5 horsepower continuous duty. Holy, three horses in this thing, man. Horses are powerful. Crazy. All right. See you next time. All right. Back at the lair. So, just thought I'd do a wrap up on what I got there. Put some pictures up. So hopefully your podcast app can do pictures, or go check it out at hackerpublicradio.org, whatever. So let's look at figure four. That's my gets of everything there. So I got a few useful things. Starting at sort of the top right there, there's a little wire and a sensor that was pointed at the turning end of the roller that the belt driven thing turned. So I didn't see any like dots or anything on it like a normal would with a sensor. Maybe it's a heat sensor, I don't know. It's got writing on it. I didn't look at it too closely yet though. So next down from top right, you see that big bar and stuff. I was gonna take that off, but I didn't have another wrench to brace the wrench, the screw and the nut with. You need two wrenches for that kind of thing. There's a nut and a screw, and it's pretty tight. But this is, you see, perpendicular to the big bar, like to the right of it there, we see where that box with the wires coming out plugs into it. That is a big screw. So this is a motor. This is the incline motor for it. So got two motors out of it. And this thing's for sure got a lot of torque. It lifts something up and down that's pretty heavy with this thing. So I think it's AC though. I'm not sure. But that's where that vary cap is part of too. The vary cap has got all those wires sticking out of it. Very cool. Very interesting. So next we got the Epic screen. It says Epic on it. So there's a little display there. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get it working. It's got a circuit board behind it. It's plugged into that crazy control board up top, and I snipped most of the wires, but we'll see. I brought limited tools, but and then continuing along, crossing the center at the bottom of the screen to slightly the left, you see a green and a black plugs. Those are pretty nice audio plugs, actually. They're pretty heavy duty. Three nice leads from them each, pretty thick wires, so definitely reusable heavy duty audio plugs. Very nice to find. And I wasn't expecting it, but there's a rocker switch right in the bottom left there. Nice red rocker switch, which I'm going to incorporate into my mobile computer battle station, because I need another switch so I can turn off the 5-volt supply. I'm gonna have the 19 volt on all the time through the boost converter, and I've got the buck converter as well, bringing it down to 5 volts, because I'm going to be running other stuff, planning to run Orange Pine stuff off that. So that's really cool. And it's red. It should actually be the master switch, but I think I'll be too lazy to, you know, switch it out with the other one that I've already got wired as the master, but maybe. And there we have the motor there, of course. And next to the motor on the left is the control for the motor. So it looks like there's a couple of MOSFETs there on the massive heat sink on the left. There's an IRF something or other. And there's also, rectifier on that heat sink as well for the AC. So this board converts AC to DC and, runs that motor. But, I don't know. Hopefully there's something useful I can get out of that board, because I use just DC for my power. Figure 5, I found some irons there. It's actually a bed frame. I was like, this looks like a frame for something. Gears in the mind start turning. So, so figure 6, I need to find another treadmill. Of either of these two varieties. the bottom one, like, they're both 130 volts that I see on the labels, so I guess that's a standard. The bottom one has an amp rate, 17 amps, like, that's insane. and the top one does not even have an amp rating, but damn. It's going to kick some ass if I ever manage to find another one. I'm sure I will eventually. So that's some of the unexpected rewards of having people throw stuff out into the woods. So, if you can, they should really have like a big room, like a big warehouse type room where people can take apart stuff that gets sent to those recycling centers. And, like, sign a waiver or something and just, you know, let people get use out of it. Because there's a lot of working TVs, there's working computers. I mean, if there's too much competition, have a lottery or something for the good stuff. But don't throw that stuff away, man. Don't recycle it into its component elements. I'm not against that. Well, I don't know. It uses a lot of energy. There's a podcast. I forget the name right now. But they talk about the recycling, and I didn't like it very much because that's so energy intensive, and they're supposed to be, you know, grabbing this stuff, and I think it's just really wasteful. But the lithium ion episode is pretty interesting. Oh yeah, A Welcome Diversion, it's called. So I don't really necessarily recommend the podcast because I'm against throwing against that kind of recycling in principle, but the lithium ion one, pretty interesting. How he describes it, they're setting up these recovery facilities for lithium ion batteries. But I much prefer this way. So get out there, bring tools in your car with you when you're out and about, and always be prepared to jump when there's opportunity. I actually waited a little too long. Like, I saw this thing out there before, and then I waited until it was covered in wood. So I had to move a bunch of wood today. I wouldn't have to do that if I acted sooner, but that's what I do. All right, later.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.